Just across this very serene, beautiful field is the eternal residence of Kolabecha Sridhar. Just over here. And right in front of us, this is a dried up pukur. On the banks of this small lake is where Kolabecha Sridhar had his shop and his house. And it was here that Nimai would daily come to collect bananas, banana roots, and banana leaves from Kolabecha Sridhar. Although Sridhar was by material vision an unknown person, living in quite desperate poverty, from the spiritual point of view, Sridhar was so wealthy. Every single day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would only eat his meals off the leaf plates supplied by Kolabecha Sridhar. And Sachi Mata, she would cook a special preparation for the Lord. A pumpkin that would regularly grow wild on the thatched roof of Sridhar's hut. This morning we described the Harinam Sankirtan procession to Chankazi. And afterwards, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, and all the devotees came here specifically to culminate the first public Harinam Sankirtan party by resting at the house of Kolabecha Sridhar. So all those devotees rested here after a long, long Sankirtan party. In fact, Janani Bras Prabhu says that the Sankirtan lasted for a night of Brahma.
Yes?
Okay. Yes.
Shesha Prabhu, what is your opinion?
Yes.
It is confirmed by all the acharyas. Could someone turn off this blaring light? Ah, now we can see nicely. Nimai would ask, how much is these bananas? And Sridhar would give such a price. He actually would scrutinizingly figure out the least possible profit margin he could survive with. I don't think there's ever been a businessman like him. Ever since. He was more honest than Maharaj Yudhisthira. Whatever price he quoted, Nimai would say, I will give you half. Sridhar said, but how will I survive if you keep coming every single day and doing like this to me? And then they would start fighting over the price. And the conclusion would always be, Lord Chaitanya said, all right, then I will not give you anything. I will take them. And ultimately, when Sridhar was given any benediction in all of the spiritual or material worlds, he simply longed that he would always remember that little Nimai coming to steal his bananas. Let that pastime be forever enacted in my heart. In this holy place, let us pray at the lotus feet of Kolavecha Sridhar, that we may sincerely and honestly follow in his footsteps and strive in our life for the qualities that he revealed to us of genuine humility and a wholehearted eagerness to serve, and a person who only really valued the wealth of pure love. Pure love for God, his devotees, and all living beings. Sridhar has that treasure, and Sridhar can bestow that treasure upon all those who, as the servant of the servant of his servants, pray at his lotus feet. Now, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, we will have a Harinam Sankirtan procession to the house of Chand Kazi. But please, nobody say kill the Kazi. Because it is a Muslim neighborhood, we're having our procession. Srila Prabhupada ki! Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shikolavecha Sridhar Dev ki, Gaur Premananda ki.